This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A big event happening at Umpqua Community College tonight ahead of a special trip. Dr. Jason Heal, thanks for coming in.
It is great to be here today, Kyle.
Yeah, so talk about this concert tonight, from Amber Waves to the Emerald Isle.
Well, tonight the Umpqua Singers will be performing at Center Stage at 7 o'clock, and it will be the repertoire, the program that we will be performing on tour in Ireland. So they're all kind of in prime form to for our Irish performances. We have seven of them in Ireland.
And so do you do Irish music, or do you do American music, or what do you do?
Well, we sort of do our music, but which is stylistically different than what most of the choirs do in Ireland. But the connection is we look for Irish composers, Irish artists that we perform our arrangements of their songs.
That's pretty cool. Now, have you gotten to go to Ireland before?
Yes. In fact, the Umpqua Singers have been to Ireland. It was a few years back. And I've also taken the Roseburg Concert Chorale there. And I've also been there on sabbatical previously.
Okay.
So that's
a lot of people try to get to countries once. You've been there four times. Oh, boy.
Well, it's a great place to go.
So what do you like about Ireland? What's the cool part?
Well, probably the easiest way to describe it is it's very much like Oregon without trees, simply because the Brits cut them all down, you know, a couple centuries ago.
So, but I mean, you've got like ocean.
Oh, yeah. And some of the tallest cliffs in Europe are there on the west coast of Ireland. And the people are very friendly. And culturally, it's what you see some of the earliest artifacts on the planet that are right there in Ireland. So it's a great place not only to take a group to perform, but they will also get to see things that, in terms of the overall world history, are truly unique and very exciting.
How many people in the Umpqua Singers right now?
There are nine in the group.
Any of them ever been overseas before?
A couple of them have. So you run the range of a couple of the members that have traveled fairly widely, some of them that have probably barely been out of Douglas County, some that have never been on a plane before.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. So as the guy in charge, you have all sorts of things to watch.
Well, as the guy in charge, you always have lots of things to watch. And but on the other hand, that's part of the reward of it is that, and having some experience there is truly useful.
Yeah, and getting to walk to these places, many of whom are some of them that you've been at before, and just get to watch everybody in your group and their reaction, everything.
Yeah, no, it's very true, and also that every time you go to a place, you see things that you have not seen before, or you have a different take on it. Certainly, much in the same way that if somebody was visiting the U.S., even if you visited the U.S. 10 years ago or you visited it 10 years before that, there are things culturally that have shifted a lot in the U.S., and it's that same sort of excitement and exploration is there.
So how long
when you travel anywhere.
Yeah, how long are you guys going to be in Ireland?
We'll be there for almost 2 weeks.
That would be pretty cool. Now, what about weather in Ireland?
Well, weather in Ireland is not that different from here in Oregon. In fact, it's at roughly at the same latitude as Seattle or Vancouver, BC.
So a lot of rain.
Huh? A lot of rain, potentially. We were in Ireland with the Roseburg Concert Chorale over the same spring break, and we actually had snow in Dublin. And at the same time, saw some of the most beautiful clear weather on the same trip on the coast, which to get a clear day on the coast is very much like in Oregon that you treasure those days.
Wow. So the concert tonight, 7 o'clock, and what can you tell us about what people will hear tonight?
Well, they're going to hear a wide variety of things, anything from some traditional jazz to pop selections from Van Morrison and Hozier and pretty wide variety of stuff.
Now, what else is going on for UCC music-wise?
Well, we have a The UCC Concert Band has a concert this Tuesday night in Jacoby Auditorium, and it's at 7 o'clock. Then the Roseburg Concert Chorale has two concerts in Center Stage on Friday the 13th at 7 o'clock, and then a 3 o'clock matinee on Sunday the 15th.
So you're staying busy.
Yeah, I am, but it's all good.
And you're still doing other music as well outside of the college.
Yeah, I still, in fact, I know we'll be playing on a St. Patrick's Day event at Too Shy Brewery, so that should be fun.
Wow, and you're part of how many different groups now, or can you keep track?
Quite a few.
Yeah, boy, you seem to pop up at all these, and not always playing the same instrument, right?
No, that's true, that sometimes it's bass or guitar, or tenor guitar, banjo, but it keeps life interesting.
Yeah, boy, you've definitely got that. Dr. Jason Heald, again, the concert tonight, 7 o'clock at UCC, and the trip coming up soon to Ireland. Have fun over there.
Well, we will. We're really looking forward to it. And thanks for having me this morning.
All right, 8:39 at the Morning Report.